Call to order the regular meeting of the Oceana Community Service District Board of Directors for Wednesday, May 9th. Roll call, please.
Director Booney.
Here.
Director Angelo.
Here.
Director Colwell.
Here.
Vice President Austin.
Here.
President White.
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
Attention, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Go on to the agenda review. Do we have any changes, or I see some modifications, maybe?
Madam President, not any modifications, but I wanted to confirm that on item 9A, which is the recommendation to approve accounts payable payments. Normally, that's on the consent agenda, and it's relatively common practice that we have minor changes on that. Because of an invoice that may have been submitted after the agenda was prepped. This one's a little bit different than the normal procedure because we had some illnesses in the office last week, so we weren't able to do even the basic processing of accounts payable. As a result, we put it on the agenda so that we were in compliance with the Brown Act, but moved it to a discussion item. And then, Celia, once we did get it prepared, we posted it to the website. I thought we did that yesterday. I talked to Carrie. Carrie is out tonight again because she's still a little bit under the weather, so we had it made sure she went home early today. But in any case, all the recommendations are now as part of the discussion item, number 9A. And so rather than a normal procedure where we would look at a modified recommendation for the consent agenda, we don't need to worry about that. We're just going to work with it as a discussion item when it comes up on 9A.
Okay. Thank you. Have a motion on the agenda?
I move we approve the agenda as submitted.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries 5-0. We have no closed session tonight, and so we will move on to public comments for items not in the agenda. The public comment period provides the opportunity for members of the public to address the board on matters of interest within the jurisdiction of the district that are not listed on the agenda. If a member of the public wishes to speak at this time, please do. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes. Thank you. If anybody would like to come forward to speak. And it really helps if you identify yourself.
Hi, thanks for your time. I'll just take a minute or two. My name is Darcy Badiali. You might have noticed us working on a project down the street called The Place. We are very interested in making Oceano a bit of a tourist destination and possibly, just a spot of interest. I just wanted to introduce myself and say I would come in at the next meeting and explain sort of what my goals would be and invite you to come and look at what we've already accomplished in a little over a year. We have a nursery, an antique store, sort of a maker-seller space, and we're setting up for the capabilities of giving workshops and being possibly a venue for weddings and rentals and different things like that. Pavo's been by. I don't know if you guys have seen us or noticed, but we're an enthusiastic group that I feel like I have a presence in the art world.
I'm a recovering Los Angeles gallery owner. I've settled here because it's comfortable and wonderful. And after 2 or 3 months here, I found The Place. That's where I go every morning. We put on our dirty work clothes. We weld. We cut wood. We do whatever it is required to make that place happen. Two-thirds of the way through the project. But we want to expand, and we want to make Oceano a cultural destination, and it's in our rifle sights. Please come visit us. 5 minutes, walk through the place and see the stuff. You will see the potential. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Seeing nobody come forward, we'll move on.
Madam President, yes. If I might, just in order to pick up on the place. So a number of us have been over there, and it is pretty impressive. They have artwork from a number of different artists that are on display and for sale. We've even had a little bit of conversation regarding their possible interest in leasing the old fire station. Obviously, it's filled. Work would be necessary to be done. We haven't really explored that very much, and I did put out during the conversation, it would take a while for the district to really address that. So I encourage all the board members to go down there as well. And I'll work with Darcy about the date, because it's always also going to depend a little bit on what else we might have on the agenda. But sort of take the approach of a presentation item at the beginning of the meeting, and again, whether it works out in 2 weeks or at a subsequent meeting, we'll make sure to coordinate with Darcy.
Yes, yes. I've watched some very nice improvements in that corner.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, special presentations and reports. We'll start with Field Supervisor Tony Maraschino.
Good evening, Board. Tony Maraschino. All right, for the past month, we've had 18 work orders. We've continued to do our sampling. There's a new sample out that I talked about. It's TCP 123. That's just on source wells. USAs, 16. Customer service calls, 19. We had two after-hours call-outs. One was at 1381 for a backup on the sewer lateral, which once identified camera, it was not on our side. It was actually on the customer side prior to the clean out at the property line. The other call out was for a water spraying from irrigation. They thought it was our break, but it was actually on the customer side. We're continuing with meter change outs, lateral clean outs, weed abatement. The day of the child went really well with Casey and Jason. They said the kids loved the backhoe, and they loved the stickers, the coloring books, and the crayons, and they really enjoyed it. They said they had a lot of fun. So they definitely look forward to that. And I believe on the 24th of this month will be a farmer's market. So that'll be, you know, fun. We've done that the last few years. Enjoyed it.
Where?
Farmer's market on the 24th for the week of the 24th.
Oh, in San Luis Obispo.
Yes.
Doing the farm.
Yes.
I thought we were having one here.
No, in San Luis Obispo. Okay.
Yeah, the big one.
Yes.
So what are you doing up there?
We usually take the dump truck. We take a lot of the equipment and put on displays on how to tap from cammering mains to a little bit of everything.
Real good. That's great.
Isn't that kind of some organization?
Absolutely. The city of San Luis Obispo organizes it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. City of Rio Grande will be there, Pismo, a lot of PG&E, a bunch of utilities.
What's the date on that?
Thursday, the 24th. And then we also had a pump go down at the lift station a few weeks ago. Got that up and running again. We had a power outage that wasn't too well coordinated by PG&E. We knew about it the day prior, but no hiccups. We took the emergency generator down there and ran it all day. No issues whatsoever. We continued valve turning. We actually had a hydrant get hit Monday on Paso and Elm. The vehicle was completely disabled and had to get towed, so we have all the information and turned it over to the office staff, and they'll proceed with that. We're going to talk about the lagoon later, and we had door hangers. Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
General Manager. Mr. Ogren?
Yes, Madam President, members of the board. I think item 9B, which is our emergency project, has been taking up a lot of the work over since the last meeting. But a couple other updates is that working with Five Cities Fire Authority and the cities of Rio Grande and Grover Beach on the memorandum of agreement on how we're going to proceed with next year is moving forward. Legal counsel and I met with them again on Monday. And so there's been another circulation of drafts, and it looks like we're getting pretty close. The timing, though, means that the special meeting that had been anticipated for Five Cities Fire on Friday has been canceled, and so that's going to, the memorandum of agreement is going to be addressed at the regular Five Cities Fire Authority meeting a week from Friday. The low reservoir response plan and updates, modifications to the LRRP are also moving forward. The county and water systems consultants have been working with county council in order to address some of the needed changes there. We originally anticipated that it might be in front of the individual agency boards in June, but that's going to move, it's going to be deferred a little bit because the county's determined that they're going to have to do additional CEQA work, California Environmental Quality Act work. The distinction is that when the LRRP was originally adopted, we were in a drought emergency situation. Modifications that we're looking at now are not underneath the umbrella of an emergency, and as a result, they're going to have to address CEQA in some additional detail. It's not anticipated that the CEQA issues are going to be significant, because ultimately the LRRP still only goes into effect in emergency situations. But again, because any modifications will be adopted outside of an emergency time period, then they have to do additional work for CEQA, and so that's going to push back the schedule a little bit. And then just lastly, agenda item 9B is going to cover the emergency project, so we'll have more to discuss at that time.
Is there a prediction that the LLRP would be reached this year, like in November or something, like the lake would go that far down?
The projections that we – I went to the Technical Advisory Committee meeting today, and it looks like the possibility is very remote.
Okay.
It does exist, but the rains that we got in March certainly increased storage and so it's a possibility, but it's less and less likely next winter.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
Okay, moving on to Board of Directors and Outside Committee reports.
Oh, you know, I do have a question.
Oh.
How much progress is being made on this MOA? I mean, is that going to kick everything back?
No, the timing is getting very tight, but we've probably had three different rounds of circulating, you know, the original draft, another circulation, and then recent drafts were circulated. I think we were really close. So,
thanks.
The resolution your board adopted said that the MOA needed to be approved by all the agencies prior to the regular Five Cities Fire Authority meeting in June. And so everybody is very cognizant of that timing. And again, a week from Friday is when we anticipate it would be on the Five Cities Fire Authority agenda. And the idea is for conceptual approval and recommendations back to the different agencies. So again, that's pretty critical timing, but it looks like we'll be there.
Thanks.
Anything else? Okay, let's go to Board of Director reports. Oh, let's start with Mr. Caldwell, being you were.
Okay. I attended the State Water Subcontractor Advisory Committee meeting 2 days ago. I just gave a handout which shows the delivery of state water so far this year. And, of course, of particular interest to us in Oceano, it verifies that we have requested and received no acre feet of water, state water, That's by our design that we discussed and agreed upon previously. And it's kind of interesting to look at some of the stats out of curiosity, if you'd like. And, of course, the city of Morro Bay is the largest owner of state water, user of state water in our area. There was also Representative Ray Stokes from the Central Coast Water Authority, centered out of Santa Barbara, which includes San Luis and Santa Barbara counties, and very knowledgeable. They gave us a lot of information, update briefly on the Oroville Dam, and the best estimate of the people involved in those projects is that all of the work will be done and completed, so it'll be fully operational by this coming winter, in late 2018 and 2019. He also had some discussion on the twin tunnel project of the 29 contractors seeking to benefit from the twin tunnels. Really, there are 24 areas that would directly benefit from the twin tunnels. You know, that will be built under, probably be built under the Sacramento River. Five of the agencies are north of the proposed tunnel, so they wouldn't benefit from the tunnel at all. So they'll probably be excused from the financial considerations. And according to Mr. Stokes, the other 24 agencies south of the proposed tunnel area seem all pretty much on board with the project. And, of course, the Metropolitan Water District in Los Angeles has the biggest chunk of the benefit and the costs involved in this, and they seem to be on board with that. There are some discussions about some additional contract amendments concerning that. We don't know for sure exactly where they're going to end up. So that was the subcontractors' meeting.
If I might ask a question.
Yes.
So and Ray Stokes is the executive director for the Central Coast Water Authority, which represents all the Santa Barbara County interests on a state water project. Did he speak to the work that's being done to provide more opportunity of exchanges in water between state water contractors, or sales of water between state water contractors?
Very briefly, and there was really no concrete additional information that I was able to gather from the little bit that was said about the possibilities. It seems that there's one theory that there could not be an outright sale of water by the subcontractors, but there could be some sort of an exchange that was set up. But it's unclear.
Yeah. So I'm certainly one who has debated some of those theories at the state water level in the past. And the general, many of us, maybe not all of us, believe that the Department of Water Resources' interpretations of the state water contracts has been a little bit more stringent than, you know, what the contracts actually read. There's other state water contractors who have been clearly opposed to sales between contractors. And the basic approach that DWR takes is that if all the contractors aren't on the same page, then they're really not going to do anything, because they don't want to face litigation from any opposing contractors. So they kind of expect the state water contractors on a whole to come to an agreement. Ray's really active amongst the state water contractors, and some of the recent discussions has been to open up and make more flexible both sales and exchanges between state water contractors. And the basic idea that is, in when, you know, California is a situation where some agencies have water and better supplies, and other agencies don't have as much water, and And so loosening up on some of the DWR restrictions on sales between contractors as seen as a really effective way to make sure that the balance of available water and the needs on the system overall is enhanced. That's important to follow for Oceano, because in going back to your handout, and it shows we haven't been drawing on state water, currently this year, the delivery percentage right now is 30%. Including our drought buffer allocation, it means that we have an available supply of 450 acre feet. We also had 750 acre feet in storage starting the year. So overall right now we have 1,200 acre feet of state water available and in storage, which is 1.5 years of our demand. So even in a non-drought situation, we're making sure to provide some water and storage. Also important because we know our groundwater basin is still stressed, and because we're not operating underneath the low reservoir response plan at Lopez anymore, we don't have the ability to store water at Lopez. So we are storing on the state water system, again, about 1.5 years worth of our supply. But we do need to continue to keep an eye on how are the discussions on the state water contractors and the ability to transfer or sell water, because storing it in the state water system right now is good for our reliability purposes in case we enter back into a drought. But it also could be good in the event that the rules become more flexible and we have the ability to sell some of that water to other places within the state of California. We're in a good situation, so we've seen that as being the best opportunity to potentially sell water. And again, if we were able to sell any, then that would be money that would be available for our infrastructure improvements. And so again, part of the underlying strategies of storing on the state system is not just for our reliability, but so that we have other opportunities that might come up for generating revenue for our infrastructure.
Great summary. In fact, I could not get a good read on exactly where this possibility of transfer or selling of water was really headed. For our purposes, it'd be great if the terms of the contract itself were interpreted to allow a more liberal transfer policy.
And Mojave Water District is one that's been pretty aggressive on the interpretations that it is permissible and that DWR's practices are too restrictive. And I, working with legal counsel representing the county in the past, I tend to hold that position myself, that DWR's rules are overly restrictive. And again, whether it's Kern County or Los Angeles, the two big bears, in that project, they don't want to face litigation from either of those.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Ms. Austin?
Yes, I attended the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District, our regular meeting last Wednesday, and we had a presentation from the Ben Fine with the City of Pismo Beach on the Central Coast Blue Project, formerly the Water Reclamation Project, now called Central Coast Blue, which is partners with the Rio Grande Grover Pismo, OCSD, and the Sanitation District. And so he gave a really good presentation on the project, and they have the demonstration facility ready to, they're having a ribbon cutting on Wednesday, and Tuesday the 15th, so should be really interesting. It's just like where we went up in Monterey Pure. I think it was Monterey Pure when we went and saw that facility. So it's kind of like the same thing. We'll get to taste the water, drink the recycled water.
You bet.
So that was a good meeting. And then we had a special meeting on Friday. We interviewed the candidates for the new district administrator, and we've narrowed it down to three, and we're having another special meeting this Friday, and that I'm bringing them back, and then I'm sure we'll have a decision after this last meeting. We'll make a or recommendation, and then it'll go on, move on from there to the next steps. So that's it.
Thank you. I didn't get anything. You didn't get anything. Director Burnett?
Nothing for tonight.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Anyway, call for public comment on the special presentations and reports. Seeing none, we'll move on to consent. Have any action on the consent agenda, which is review and approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of April 25th, 2018.
Public comment.
Seeing nobody come forward.
We need a motion to approve the minutes for the meeting on April 20th. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of the regular meeting on April 25th, 2018.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries 5-0.
Whoops, I need to abstain. I wasn't here.
Oh, 4-0 with one abstention. Is that the word, abstention? I guess it's close. Moving on to business items. Business item A is consideration of a recommendation to approve accounts payable payments, and we'll call for public comment. Seeing nobody come forward, let's move on to paying our bills. Please.
I did text Carrie and confirm that the information was posted on the website on Monday. And I could run through the items over $1,000 if it so pleases your board. Real fast.
I think we can just
go without.
Yeah, I don't think we need to review it. If anybody got any questions?
No questions here.
Any comments?
Nope, none for me.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the disbursements for our bill.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve our cash disbursements. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries 5-0. Moving on to the major thing of the night, which is 9B, update and review of the emergency action to replace the Oceana Lagoon water line between Maui Circle and Utah Avenue, and consideration of a recommendation to approve by forces vote that there is a need to continue the emergency action in according with public contract code 22050.
Madam President, members of the board, the recommendation to continue to the emergency action is needed by a force-based vote. When we wrote the staff report, we were not sure about the exact implementation timing and final. What I did do in the staff report, or the attachment, is attempted to put together a chronology of the work efforts since the water line broke up and through last Friday. In part, it really illustrates the extensive nature of all the efforts that are necessary to pull off an emergency project. And I'm going to have Tony come up and talk about the status and what was accomplished this week. But as he's walking up, I want to make the quick comment that as he was getting contractor quotes soon after the water line broke, the earliest day that we had a contractor who was available to show up was on Monday, March 7th, and that's the day that we proceeded. So that was the target date that we've been working.
May 7th.
Monday, May 7th. So that ended up being, you know, the target date that we really wanted to make sure that the contractor was put to work. State Parks ended up giving our providing us the right of entry permit last Thursday. There was a lot of work to be able to get it done and ready so the contractor could be there on May 7th, and it all came together really well. Glad to make sure that the we were ready for the contractor. Based on that contractor availability, though, this was the quickest it could have gotten done without paying some exorbitant money in order to have contractors do it, show up on site on an accelerated basis. And the nature of the emergency, I don't think, would have warranted that. So, again, both in terms of the assistance from the consultants was very timely. State Parks was there when we needed them to be there at the end of the day. We got the emergency permit from the California Coastal Commission in a timely manner. So all of those sort of the bureaucracy side of things that needed to fall into place fell into place. And now I'll let Tony speak to the real work that got done.
Good evening, Board. Tony Maricino. It was definitely a fast-moving project. We really couldn't plan too far ahead, and it came up really quick. I'll give you an example. There's 900-foot of fence that we had to put up to protect the environment from contractors. Shielding was required, road plates, a lot of the stuff we didn't have, and some of it we do. We had to dig two pits, one for an entry, one for an exit, to pull the pipe through. Everything got done in a good, timely manner last week for the contractor to be able to do his work. We're also currently working on digging the pits, or digging a trench to tie into the existing main. So starting last Monday, we basically had two guys for 2 days, or 2.5 days, and then the third one got, showed up. We had a sick call 2 days. But we got to dig two pits. You have to dewater one side quite often as you're digging. Shielding, because it just collapses on you. So it was a good experience and a good challenge, and the guys did really well. So they once we dug the two pits, put the shielding in, the contractor showed up Monday, had his equipment staged over the weekend and ready to go. The drilling went really well. They actually bent one of the tubes drilling, hit something really hard. As they were pulling the pipe through, the equipment actually went down. They had to push it back through, get the equipment repaired, delayed them a little bit. They got the pipe all the way through, and the equipment failed again. So we got delayed a little bit. Tomorrow they're going to be over there to fuse on the flanges so we can build off the pipe that they pulled. So the flanges will give us the ability to tie into the existing water mains. Everything went really smooth for how quick it happened. Trying to think what else. Environmental was good. The engineering was good. Great communication amongst everybody. Everybody's really pleasant to work with. Everybody really came together as one big team. The guys had to put in a little overtime here and there last week, a little bit this week, because the contractors do work a little earlier and a little later. No complaints. Mm-hmm. They just drove on, had to take care of what needs to be getting taken care of.
Is this a good training situation for the airport bridge project?
I believe the airport bridge will be a lot easier in the planning. We'll be able to stage equipment, plan ahead. This just came up really quick. Here you go. This is a task. Figure it out. Get it done. Sometimes it's the same day. This is what you got to do. Didn't know about it. So, yes, it is a good learning experience. But
I thought I visited once, and I thought that certainly the engineering company was sensitive. Everybody seemed to be sensitive of the neighbors, which I thought was kind of important, that you didn't jam up all their driveways and stuff, and I thought I really appreciated that.
Oh, absolutely. All the neighbors, we communicated the week prior to us even going out there. Good communication. Everybody knew which neighbors had to leave, come and go, and they left every avenue open for the community who lives around it. One neighbor even came out, and she thought it would be noisier than what it was. So she was excited. But, yeah, the community is really well. We've had security out there for the equipment. Everything went really, really well for us.
Great.
And we're getting close to the end. So we still got to, once we put the flanges on, we got to tie into the main. You got to disinfect the water main. We'll have to pressure test it. Once that's all complete, sets overnight for the disinfecting, take a residual, make sure that it hasn't fallen out. If it has, you got to re-disinfect. Once that's complete, you know, we'll back tee it, send it off to the lab, ensure that it's safe, and then we'll put it back into service. Then we got to slurry everything, and then quite a bit of paving. So it's still a little ways out for us to completely wrap up the project. We do have meter reads next week. That takes up about 4 days. So it'll be a little slow going once this week's done, wrapping it up. But everything else has gone really well.
Did anything have to be altered with whatever the pipe had hit when it was getting?
No. He actually punched through. He just bent one of the rods, and then they eventually punched through whatever was holding them up. They explained to me that compacted sand is really difficult to go through, unlike mud or clay, because sand has no voids, really. So it's really tough to go through sand. I was surprised. I didn't think about that.
Because of the proximity of the project on the Strand or Utah side, I was able to walk over there and observe a lot of the work being done. Amazing engineering. The technology of it was really terrific. And I think the confidence of Tony, as well as both Casey and Jason, was terrific. They felt so comfortable with it all. And, of course, the operators of the direct boring machine were very confident as well. It was so smooth, it was just fantastic to watch. Really, very well done, Tony.
Thank you.
You need to be congratulated.
Oh, the guys did a great job. They're, you know, really dedicated.
You did.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was
and
a great,
it's within the budget.
Great job all the way around. Appreciate it, Tony.
Yeah.
Pavel, for all your getting it done. It couldn't have been any
and
smoother.
And Linda, for your support in some of those interagency contacts were important as well. So as Tony mentioned, there's more work, and I would anticipate it's back online early next week.
Very good possibility.
Yeah.
It just depends on our workload with meter reads and the contractor. And the back tee coming back, it takes a few days for a back tee to come back to you, about 3 days to get the results. So it might not be next week. It could be the following week, just because it's staying in compliance.
So the primary contractor who did the horizontal directional drilling, is what it's called, was not from the area. We don't have a local contractor who does that. But the contractor who's going to be finishing up with the tie-in is a local contractor. The need for tonight's action is based on the Public Contracts Code. And it basically says that your board at each of your regular meetings needs to continue to take action by a 4/5 vote for the continued need for emergency action. The Public Contract Code provisions... 2 weeks ago, you formally adopted a resolution, but to continue the action doesn't require a resolution, but it does require a 4/5 vote of your board. If the event comes that we finish the work prior to your next meeting, then I will do a declaration that the emergency action is complete, and then there would be no further action required by your board. If we get to that point, then we'll also post it on the website to, you know, declare that the emergency action is complete. And so although we have done the most critical aspect, which is installation of the water line underneath the Oceano Lagoon, the emergency action isn't done until it's all tied in. So, again, we do need your board's approval by a 4/5 vote to continue with the emergency action.
I was just going to say that was actually the question that I had was, what if there was an expiration date on the? So is it by the next meeting that's how long it lasts for?
Essentially, yeah. It's okay. Meeting to meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I realized I'm remiss. I did not call for public comment on this item. I just called for public. And seeing nobody coming forward, I'll close public comment period now. I suppose I would entertain a motion if we have no more questions or comments.
I guess I can. I will go ahead and make a motion that. Sorry, where are we at? To replace the lagoon water line between Maui Circle and Utah Avenue and approve by 4/5 vote to continue the emergency actions in accordance with Public Contract Code 22050C2.
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Do we need a roll call vote?
If you don't have to, but if we have any no's, then we would probably have to go back to verify it's 4/5.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries 5-0.
Right.
Okay. I would add as a postscript, I did try to get a shovel in our general manager's hands. But I was manifestly unsuccessful.
Huh. Was that for a photo op?
No comment.
Moving on, I see no hearing items. Receive written communications.
We have the central closed blue groundbreaking ceremonies next week that your board already discussed.
Okay. Late written communications. Future items.
So on a future agenda items, we have a number of things that, you know, we're listing as standard items. The one thing that I wanted to talk to your board is that the possibility of canceling the May 23rd meeting in favor of Wednesday, May 30th. So we have a fifth Wednesday this month, and therefore it's not designated for a Sand District meeting or for any other meeting. And the reason why I want to consider a May 30th meeting is that due to some of our illnesses this last week or so, and you know, really there's some significant there's a big impact on our work operations. So May is our target to do all of our initial budget review prior to formal budget meetings in June. And essentially, I just want to have that extra work week with Carrie in order to get together a good budget package on May 30th. We still might need to have a meeting, though, on May 23rd if the emergency action for the water line project isn't complete. So I think that as our normal protocol, I'll work with Director White. We'll make sure to contact board members. But I'm thinking that the May 30th timing is probably better in order to give us that extra week to get together some of the budget details so that we can have a good preliminary budget discussion on the 30th.
Okay. I would just say I will be out of town that week.
On the 30th? Okay.
Is that? That's getting near.
Is that Memorial Day? No.
Yeah, the next weekend. The next week is.
Oh, the 25th weekend is Memorial Day. That's
yeah.
It's after Memorial Day.
Yeah. So in Director Brunet, on the 30th, if we end up having that, it's a workshop, but there would not be any actual budgetary actions on that day.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any other items to come before this board tonight?
So we talked about the emergency project. When we have it all done, there's been a number of pictures. We'll make sure that we do a nice presentation on it. And AGP provides the screen and the video equipment when we do have presentations. So we'll make sure to go through, a visual on everything that happened because it is a very extremely interesting project. The idea that they drop a drill bit on one side of the lagoon and they drill a big curve in it to go underneath, and that they come out on the other side literally within inches of what the target is, wow. is I mean, the number of different technologies that they're actually employing to do that is incredible. So we want to make sure to, you know, provide pictures and some other illustrations of everything that went on, and we'll do that once the project is complete.
And one of the gentlemen who was working on it, and I had him contact Tony, he said he had some drone footage.
Oh, yes. In fact, and the drones were used in part to help with the direction of the drilling equipment. So you have a drone flying above the earth, you know, above ground, helping control a drill bit that's GPS. Below ground. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's technology really. Is amazing. And you know, I wonder if we did not have this new technology, how much more it would have cost and how much more of a delay there would have been with, I mean, because we were able to protect the environment.
Would have been enormous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
This primary machine that's used for the directional drilling or boring, it's about a 30,000-pound machine. And it's computerized, and it'll take these approximate 18-foot lengths of pipe, and it'll drop it into the right area of the machine. One part of it will grab it so they can thread the machine onto the pipe and the pipe onto the prior pipe and then bore it into the ground. At the exact precise time, it'll stop, unhook itself from that length of pipe, grab another length of pipe, put it in place so that it can be screwed onto the former and back onto the machine and continue on. It's just an amazing process.
And what Director Colwell is talking when he says pipe is the drill bit itself.
Yeah.
Right? Not the water line pipe, but they are building a 400-foot drill bit as they go. And because it's in all those sections, then that's what gives them the ability to drill on a curved.
Kind of like an oil well, only the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Do I have a motion?
I can't comment too much on an event that happened with me. I did have a fire at one of my homes, and the fire department came out. They brought in the big boom truck to get to the top floor of the property, and they quickly put it out, so only half of the house is burnt. And I wanted to commend them. I can't talk about the situation at the point of anything, but I saw Sean that was here, and he was there on the attack of the fire. And Craig happened to be off, and they restricted him from going over there anyway. So I much appreciate the efforts that they put into it, and I am glad we actually had a boom truck. I didn't think we'd hardly ever use it, but thank God they brought it. And so my house has been salvaged somewhat, and we are continuing to look into how to repair and what we go from here on. But thanks to them, none of the other structures next to me had damage, a little smoke, and that was it. And we are very close. We're 6 feet apart. Our roofs are 3 feet apart. And they did a fantastic job keeping anybody else from burning. And I really appreciate that. And I'm going to go to their meeting and let them know. But thanks to the Five Cities Fire Authority, they handled it perfect.
And, you know, I'll add that whenever there's a structure fire in the middle of the night, I get a text from Chief Lieberman. So, you know, very responsive in making sure to, you know, communicate with the various agencies that Five Cities Fire Authority is serving.
Yeah, I monitor the channels all the time, and that night I wasn't feeling good, so I turned it down. Should have left it on.
No, because you'd have gone over there.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm very much appreciative for their efforts, and feel really grateful that they showed up.
Oh, and the new fire engine is here.
Yeah.
Yay.
Got to mention that.
And I was told it worked great.
Great.
I would expect it to. Okay. Anything else?
No, that was it for me.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
So moved.